Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hello there.
Hi, George.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, this is my Heather from Spokane.
Hi, Heather. Sure.
Hello. I actually have something to say about the moon landing, but I called in on this line.
That's all right. Now, when I open up a special hotline, that line is only for whatever the topic is. But if other people want to call the other lines to talk about that topic, like you did, that's okay, too.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that, let's say, a Bigfoot person doesn't come on the moon landing line.
Right. Okay. Well, kind of what I think we did land on the moon, but I don't think the pictures that came from that, they look like they were done in a studio.
You know, and Heather, they might have been. They may have mixed in some of these simulated pictures with actual pictures. I think that's very possible.
Yeah, and then when you had Richard C. Hoagland, and saying there's structures on the moon, and I had listened. I don't know how long ago that was, but then I had always thought those pictures looked too perfect. And we have some. We came across some pictures of the moon landing from an estate sale, and they almost look like they were pictures from a negative. But
they had great cameras. They had Hasselblad cameras. They were phenomenal cameras, and they were film cameras.
Yeah.
So they would have negatives.
Well, it just, they're too perfect. And then I've looked in books.
Also, those are expensive cameras.
Yeah. And it just seems like you can imagine where the lighting would be, hidden. It just looks so perfect. And it just seems like there would be, maybe, wouldn't you think there would be a little bit of dust kicking up? I mean, I know there's not much gravity, but wouldn't there be just a little bit of dust?
I don't think so.
Not at all?
No, not when they settled in to get their pictures. I don't think so. You don't think we went?
Well, I do think we have, but for some reason, I'm just not certain the photos we're looking at are the same that they took on the moon.
Well, I'll give you the fact that some of the studio photos, and they had some, may have been mixed in with some of the real ones.
Oh, I see. Okay, so.
And that could explain it.
Right.
Okay, thanks, Heather.
You betcha.
Next up, let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air with us. Hello there.
Hi, is this George?
It sure is.
Hey, George, this is John calling from Sailorsburg. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Calling about the moon landing, actually.
Yes. All right.
I do believe it happened. There's just a few little nagging things that bother me.
Some inconsistencies, John?
Correct.
Like
100%.
What?
Well, the first and main one would be your previous caller had just mentioned about dust being kicked up. And,
mm-hmm.
Okay, very little to no atmosphere on the moon. No wind. Now, I know the flag had a piece of wire that went across the top of it to hold it up in place so you see the entire American flag.
Right.
Now, if that were the case, when you watch some of those videos, and maybe one of your subsequent callers can describe what happened here, but it looks like it's billowing in wind.
It does have that wavy look to it.
Exactly, and that's what bothers me about that the most. I believe we were there. I think things were edited. I think a lot of stuff was edited. I think we were being watched, obviously.
Well, one of the things that is, it's possible, if you believe there are structures on the moon, and if we believe that either past civilizations of man have been to the moon or extraterrestrials, the edited versions I could accept, because there may be things that were on those films that they didn't want us to see.
Which would go with the entire cover-up thing, and now you're opening that big Roswell can of worms.
Oh, yes.
It seems to me that it was just funny that certain things were done certain ways back then, and what they can do with CGI now in any movie out there, a lot of it looks like the old style. It's almost like comparing Lucasfilm to Ray Harryhausen.
Don't you think the Russians would have jumped up and down if we hadn't been to the moon and we kept this thing going the way it is? Or some NASA employee would have leaked it.
Yeah, if eventually I think a lot of people have been threatened over the years, and I think that they basically are just watching out for them and their families.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know Edgar Mitchell. He was the Apollo 14 astronaut. He went to the moon. And I've got to tell you, when you know someone and trust someone to a point where... you'd put your wallet on the table and you wouldn't worry about it the next day. I feel that way about him. And he has told me personally and on this program that he went to the moon. And I just don't think he's lying about that.
Right. He went to the moon, but what did he say he wouldn't say?
Well, he believes that we've been visited by extraterrestrials. Mm-hmm. Now, he also said that he didn't see anything unusual on the moon. He didn't see any extraterrestrials or spacecraft. But he does believe that we've been visited, and he says he's been told by others that we have been.
That's an interesting prospect.
Yep, and that's good enough for me.
Absolutely. George, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, let's go to our... We didn't go to the moon line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Oh, George, it's Ron over originally from the Show Me State, and that's what I'm saying is that you got to show me the moon.
Show you the moon.
I can't believe that we don't have a telescope that I could just go look at and see the lunar Apollo 11 lander there sitting on the moon, and some people say... the hell, the moon's too bright because of the reflection of the sun. But, you know, they take pictures of the solar spots all the time. And I guess anyone in high school astronomy will tell you that all you got to do is put a filter on your telescope. But I just can't believe with Google Earth and satellites that take pictures of license plates that we can't just take a picture of the lunar site and just open it up to the public as a tourist attraction. Take a look at the lunar lander.
I'd love to see that, too. Well, they're not aimed that way, unfortunately.
Oh, well, of course not aimed that way, because we weren't there. You know, how long did the government cover up the Roswell thing before they changed the story three or four times?
But you really don't think we went, huh?
You got to show me, George. You know that. The Show Me State.
Well, yeah, but I was from Detroit, actually. Then I inherited the Show Me State, but I'm a believer.
Okay, but you would believe more if you saw it, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know how much more I could believe, but you would believe if you saw it.
Absolutely. And one more thing I wanted to know from you was something about the moon ringing like a bell. What was that about? Who rang it?
They would jettison parts of the LEM and down to the moon. And
okay.
Then they were looking for basically seismic readings. And on one episode, it pinged, which was very unusual.
Couldn't your last guest do the same thing for his project? Because I think the Earth is hollow, too, because there's no other explanation for, you know, all the tectonic plate movements.
That's a good point. Good point. All right, thanks, Ron.
All right, yeah, we'll catch later.
Okay, so he doesn't believe. He doesn't believe we went to the moon. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Good evening, George.
Hey.
Brian from Yakima, Washington.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, I just don't think it was possible to land on the moon, like technologically, and get back. I mean, we're so challenged today just to get the space shuttle up and down safely.
Well, I'll tell you the weird thing, and again, you know I'm a believer. The weird thing for me is it's going to take so darn long to get back. I mean, with that kind of 1960th technology,
well,
it is weird. I'll give you that.
Well, you think Jesse James on Monster Garage would have been to the moon and back by now, you know?
They say that the PC you have at home has got more power than what they had there.
Yeah, and then you think about batteries and, you know, all that good stuff and all the mechanical equipment they had. That stuff fails right here. In good conditions, you know.
Well, but you know what? I have seen one of the, LEMs when I went to the Smithsonian a long time ago.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
And it is a heap of machinery. I mean, it's not really. I mean, when you look inside of it, it does amaze you that they were able to land on the moon with that thing.
Yeah, it doesn't seem possible when you look at it. And same thing with the suits, too, the flight suits.
But, you know, when you hear that story that Buzz Aldrin told us at the top of the hour where he had to use his pen to kind of jumpstart the circuitry, you know, that tells you that they didn't have the greatest stuff then.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, when you listen to those guys, you can't really think that they made it up, you know, but it's tough to believe.
Yeah, no, but I do believe we went. I believe these guys.
I kind of think we went and circled it and, you know, and then came back. I can't believe that we put feet on the ground and got up again.
And we went many times.
Yeah.
So you're going to go to your grave not believing we went, huh?
Well, not like, you know, the last caller, they show me a picture of it, you know, up there, and we can look at it, you know, through a telescope or something.
I think they went and saw these old pictures when they went there. I think we've been there before. A long time ago.
It's possible.
Okay, thanks for the call.